One of the tricks for the seeker is to, as early on as possible, get a sense of which road they can travel most conducively on. Some people are more heart people. The heart road will work better for them. Some people are more mental. The knowledge road may take them a long way quickly. So it helps to have a sense of yourself, of what moves you best. But all of this, all these ways, all the practices, all the seekings, all the efforts, all the attempts, all the best intentions and the most sincere motivations, are just preparations, just ways of you getting shaped into a more malleable form. If you're the clay, then you have to be shapeable. And we all start relatively unshapeable. We all start fairly rigid, it seems to me. And all these philosophies and all these traditions and all these religions and all these spiritual paths and all these practices really serve the purpose of softening the clay, making the clay more malleable, more shapeable, so that whatever needs to happen, whatever can happen, can actually happen. Because if the clay is hard and can't be moved and can't be shaped and can't be adjusted, nothing can happen. You can't make a sculpture from clay that can't be manipulated. So if you're the sculpture, if you're seeking, is the sculpting process, let's say, you have to be sculptable, sculporific. So you enter the spiritual path, the spiritual life, the spiritual intention, thinking you're going to get something, wanting to get something, and that's normal and right, and there's nothing wrong with it. Somewhere along the line, it gets more clear to you that it's not about getting something, it's about softening, becoming more available to what's already out there. You becoming more available to what's already available to you. And somewhere along the line, if they go far enough, most people realize that what's available was always available. It was me that wasn't available. I wasn't soft enough. I wasn't permeable enough. I wasn't shapeable enough for it to get to me. So on the one hand, it's important to know what you're looking for, but on the other hand, it's equally important to know, are you ready to find it? So, what I'm really suggesting to you is that the second one is more important than the first one. If you don't get to the second one, you never get anywhere. Those people I mentioned a few minutes ago who are in the category of they search and they search even for decades and they never find, they may enjoy themselves, they enjoy the practices, they enjoy the fellowship, whatever it is. But when you speak to them, they say, well, you know, it hasn't really changed me. Or I haven't found what I really wanted to be able to get to.